episode 872, Fat Burning Secrets.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you have got your wellness on. It's all about your health, because if you don't have your health, where is your wealth? You don't. You need to be vibrant and joyful so you can enjoy the life that God has given you. Today, we're talking about fat burning secrets, and there's some good ones, so you want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today I'm going to kind of geek out on you. I'm going to go all teacher mode. We're going to share with you today fat burning secrets. It doesn't matter where we are in our life. As women especially, we want to get rid of that extra fat somewhere, somehow. And so I'm going to go with you and kind of list out five, and I'm going to add kind of some bonuses in there, of fat burning secrets that can work for you that maybe you've thought of and maybe you haven't, or maybe you've tried but not long enough. Maybe it's something that you need to tweak in your routine. So we're going to dive right on in. This is not going to be necessarily a kiss. The kiss is all about the secrets, and so I'm giving them to you right now. Number one, you need to be doing the proper exercise, the proper fitness training, the workouts. You know, we're training for life. What you want to be doing is you want to do the HIIT, the high-intensity interval training, the CrossFit-style workouts, or Tabata workouts. Now, I have done previous episodes on all of these. So you want to go back and listen to those if you're not familiar with those terms. Later on in the next few weeks to coming months, we're going to go into specific details on some HIIT style workouts and some Tabatas and things like that that you can do that you can add into your routine. And yes, I will give those to you. And guess what? Yes, they will be free. So it'll be my gift to you. But that's up and coming. This right now, I just wanted to give you a basics as to where are you with your metabolic boosting exercises? Are you basically doing the chronic cardio, the endurance workouts that keep you on the elliptical forever, and you think, oh, this is awesome, but it's so not, because it puts your body under stress, and there's no time to really recover from it, because it's like, oh, I feel like, you know, the insides of me are about to burst. You may not feel it physically. You may hurt a little bit, but your body's saying something's not right here. You keep doing these same things. I'm not getting what I really need. And so you never relax. And so you've got to be doing the correct metabolic boosting exercises, your HIIT, your Tabatas, your CrossFit style workouts. That is a must. Number two, this one is essential, and it follows with the workouts. How many of you say I work out 7 days a week? Okay, how many of you say that you work out 3 days a week? Do you do them all in a row? It's important to know how you are working out, because maybe you're doing those metabolic boosting exercises, but you're doing it every single day. You've got to rest in between the workouts. Your body needs time to heal. When you work out, you are stressing your muscles. That's a good thing to a degree. But if you don't give your time for your body to say, oh, it's time to rest, recuperate, to repair, so I'm ready to do it again, then you're just hurting yourself. And the more you do it, the greater the stress your body's under, the greater the inflammation. You're going to be fighting yourself. And then on top of that, you're going to hurt yourself. And it's going to increase your chance of injury, all of which you do not want. So you must rest in between your workouts. Now, if you're like, well, Christiane, I really want to work out every single day, then you need to understand how you can do maybe upper body and lower body workouts. But if you're doing full body every single day, you're doing CrossFit every single day, no. That's maybe why you're stuck where you are. Man, I can't get rid of this fat. It's still there, but I'm doing everything else right. Look at your rest. Your body needs it, because your body it's got to heal from the inside out. And if you don't give it the rest it needs, it's just freaking out on the inside. And you don't want your body freaking. We already freak out enough. So take time and rest in between your workouts. My suggestion to you would be, if you are a seasoned fitness fanatic, then work out one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off, one day on. So for example, maybe do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay, do a full rest, nothing except maybe walking on Sunday. Saturday, hit a full functional workout. And then on your Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can do some cardio. So you can either walk if you want to, or you can, that can be if you're a runner, you can go running. Maybe you want to do a couple long runs during the week. So those would be your days of run. So you need to change it up. You must allow your body to rest. Now, we've talked about stressing our body out. We've talked about we need to have the right metabolic boosting exercises into our routines. We know we need rest because without the rest, we have inflammation, which causes what? Stress. And in our busy, hectic lifestyles, guess what you have a lot of? Stress. So you got to manage it. That's number three. You've got to manage your stress because your stress can sabotage all your hard work, whether it's in the kitchen or whether it's in the gym, whether it's at home, whether it's outside. Stress can kill you, literally and figuratively. Because you see, what happens is when you're stressed out, cortisol kicks in and it says, whoa, I got to do something here. Something, oh my gosh, it's panic time, you know. But cortisol is really used for when you've got that huge bear chasing you down the road. Do any of us have a huge bear chasing us down the road? I don't think so. But when we're always under chronic stressful situations and we have no time, downtime, we're taking no vacation, we're always like living on the edge and not on the good edge, but on the bad edge, your cortisol is working overtime. Yes, you need cortisol to help you save someone. Maybe there's been a car accident and you need to lift something heavy. You want your cortisol to kick in. Because that's what you need in times of life and death. But on everyday basis, oh, no, no, no. We don't want that cortisol there. So when you're under an immense amount of stress every single day, your cortisol is going to be released every single day. And when that happens, it raises your blood sugar levels. Not good. Because when your blood sugar levels are raised, your pancreas comes in, which secretes insulin. And you got this fat-storing hormone that says, whoa, 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 I got to take all this extra sugar and store it where? In your cells. So are you getting rid of the fat? Oh, no, you're keeping it on. And you're piling it on. And you wonder why, gosh, but I'm doing everything right. I'm really eating well, and I think I'm getting the right enough calories, and I'm doing the exercises, and my supplements are great. But where's your stress level? Think about it. You've got to maintain your stress and managing it. Because when you're stressed out, it's like you're going into the pantry and you're eating all the sweet and salty foods, all that processed CRAP that you can get your hands on. The thing is, though, it's really not happening. It's all for pretend, but your body thinks it's real. That's what's so crazy about how our body works. So if you're sitting here going, oh my gosh, okay, we're on only number three of the fat burning secret. I really got to check out my stress. Yeah, you do. How can you manage your stress? Okay, well, let's break that down just a little bit. I specifically believe in prayer, meditation. Okay, however you look at it, I kind of incorporate that all within my workout time. That's what I call my me time. So increase that. If you enjoy yoga, increase that. Now, that doesn't mean that you're sitting here worshiping, quote unquote, something weird, okay? But it's a practice that you do to calm yourself, to not worry about anything. Because when you worry, you're basically like dying twice if you think about it. Because you're going to worry and then something happens and then you have to go through it again. That's not a good thing. Leave the worry behind. Prayer, meditation. Add that into your routine. And as a sidebar here, some of you may enjoy a glass of wine at night. In some instances, That is good for you. A glass of wine can be healthy. However, always make sure you consult your medical provider and your physician when you're looking at things. However, understand that alcohol is a toxin in your body. And when a toxin is in your body says, whoa, I gotta wait, hold on here, stop. We've gotta detoxify here. And what does that do? Inflammation, stress is going up again, and it's totally counterproductive. So that glass of wine that you think is helping you, it may feel good for like 5 minutes that you're sipping and savoring it or talking with your spouse, but internally, your body is freaking out. So let's not do that. Fat burning secret. Not so much on the alcohol, okay? Release it, especially if you are under an immense amount of stress. Take that out of the equation immediately. Okay, number four. And this is really important. Number four, we've talked about this over and over again. It's sleep. It's sleep. It's sleep. I fail at this all the time. Now, partly because I do know I can go off of little sleep. And usually I have too many irons in the fire. Now, I have gotten better, but lately with me moving and trying to sell a home and relocate, and I've got children coming and going, and it is chaos in my life. I'm looking at it as blessed chaos, and I'm taking it one step at a time. But to manage that stress and actually figure out that I can get everything done, I sometimes sacrifice my sleep, and that's not good. It's not good for me, and it's definitely not good for you. You need, on average, 7 to 9 hours a night. How do you know how much you need? Go to sleep at a reasonable hour on a weekend that you don't have to use an alarm. So usually for most of us, it's a weekend. Or maybe you're on vacation. Go to bed like between 9 and 10 o'clock, 10:30 at the latest. Make sure you have a dark, cool room. Make sure you don't have any blue lights around you. Take that cell phone out of the room. I'm serious. If you want to figure this out, this is what you need to do. Make sure you have eaten good, balanced meals the entire day. You're not like high on sugar. Like, don't do it if you've gone to the amusement park and all you've done is eat funnel cakes and cotton candy. Not a good time to try this. But when you've had balanced meals the entire day, go to sleep between like 9:30, 10:30-ish, and don't turn on an alarm. Close all the blinds and let your body naturally wake up and see where it is. And you can't count where you naturally wake up because you have to go to the bathroom. That doesn't count. But do that a couple times in a row and then kind of watch it, monitor it over a few weeks and see what the trend is, what your average is. You can kind of come down to almost 15 minutes worth of time. Like, I need 7 hours and 35 minutes of sleep. That's where I work best. Then great, you know that. So if you've got a major presentation somewhere, you're speaking or you're doing something for work, or you're, you know, leading something at your church, then you need to make sure you're getting that sleep the night or two nights before, okay? On average, here in the U.S., we're getting about 6 hours and 50 minutes of sleep. Believe it or not, that 10 minutes less of sleep is really killing us. It's not good, because when we don't get plenty of sleep, what happens? Oh, backtracks to what? Stress. It's all this internal CRAP that we have to deal with. Okay. Now, another thing I want you to think about too. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and it has nothing to do with you needing to go to the bathroom, but you wake up. For me, sometimes it's God talking to me. He gets my attention. There's a dream or something that startles me and my mind starts thinking, okay, those do happen and they are legit. However, if it's happening every single night and you're not under a huge amount of stress, maybe you actually need to consider your blood sugar levels, because one thing that can happen when you're sleeping, if your blood sugar drops too low, it can actually wake you up and you need a snack. You need something because your body's like, hello, this isn't right for me. And it goes into stress mode. And so it says, wake up, feed me. I need something here because you're causing me stress. So have a bedtime snack about 15 to 30 minutes prior to going to sleep. A healthy fat with a little carbohydrate. Now, that doesn't mean you get to go and get the salty potato chips. And you're like, oh, but they're just potato chips. Isn't that healthy? There's nothing on them. No, it's not. What I mean by a healthy fat and a little carbohydrate, we're talking about like a half an apple and maybe 1 to 2 tablespoons of a nut butter, or like a half of a small sweet potato and maybe 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. You want a healthy fat with a little carbohydrate. It's just going to do what to your blood sugar level? Stabilize it. That's where you want to flatline. If anything, you want to flatline your blood sugar levels. You want it stable. You don't want your heart that way, but you want your blood sugar that way. You don't want to sit here and spike and drop and spike and drop and spike and drop. That causes stress in your metabolism, in your body. And that's when you have what? An internal war happening. A lot of us have this and we don't know why we can't drop the weight. This is a reason why. So you've got to get plenty of sleep. And maybe you need to add in that healthy bedtime snack. Not I'm going to go get the ice cream and salty potato chips and have the sweet and salty. No, that doesn't cut it. Okay? You want to keep your blood glucose level stable. When you do that, then it allows glucagon, which is your fat-burning hormone, to burn fat. Yes, that's what we want while you're sleeping. Don't you want to wake up knowing that you've already had fat burned before you even get up to exercise? Yes, you need to make sure you prime your body to do so. Okay, here we go. Another thing, though, with the sleep. Sorry, backtrack just a minute. It just came to me. Magnesium glycinate. That is something that you can add. Again, check with your medical provider or your physician. But this helps to relax your muscles, and it doesn't make you drowsy like some of those nighttime sleep aids like melatonin and things you can buy over the counter. But magnesium glycinate is what you want to look at, okay? Add that in, and that can actually help with your sleeping overall, okay? It can help relax you. And sometimes we need that because what? We're under an immense amount of stress. So if we can get our muscles to relax, it all works together synergistically, okay? It's all about putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And finally, number 5, believe it or not, fat is good for you. You need to incorporate healthy fats in your body. And some of us think that fat's bad. We want to go on a low-fat diet. I'm not saying that you need to eat an abundance amount of fat. No, I'm not saying going and telling you to, you know, overindulge in fat. No. But fat helps to slow the absorption of carbohydrates, the sugar in your bloodstream. And so that's why you need to eat fat. And you want to keep your blood sugar levels what? Stable, flatline. Yes, that is positive. Okay, not your heartbeat, but your blood sugar levels. You want that. So eat some good, healthy fats with every single meal. We've talked about proteins. Now you need to think about your healthy fat. Now, let me give you an example. Eggs are great. So if you're like, Christine, this is too much to think about, then have an egg with every single meal. I'm serious. You'll be okay. Every single time you eat, have an egg, whether it's hard-boiled, scrambled, whatever. Have an egg because it's going to be a healthy fat. It's going to be great protein. It is the gem of all gems when it comes to a complete source of healthy food, one food that you can take. Now, if you're like, I can't handle eggs, let me give you some other options. You can do like a half of an avocado. Add that in. You can add that on a salad. You can add that on top of your salmon, anything. Avocado's wonderful. Maybe 2 tablespoons of your favorite nut butter, but be careful. Know what the ingredients are. Just because it says natural doesn't mean that it's natural and that it's good for you. So know your ingredients. Also, you can do nuts or seeds or olive oil, coconut oil, butter, macadamia nut oil. All of these are awesome. And you just want a couple tablespoons of healthy fat every time you eat, just like your protein, right? With your protein, you want to have protein every single time you eat. Don't eat sugar all by itself. Yes, as much as you may love that Snicker bar does not do you any bit of good. It doesn't fall into any of these. You can take these fat-burning secrets and begin to make some tweaks in what you're doing in your wellness routine. It's all about your health. Your wealth is in your health. So So are you taking that time to do it?
Well, look at your routine. Break it down. Say, gosh, okay, I'm great at these workouts, but this rest thing, yeah, that's so not me.
And the sleep, I might be getting 5 hours of sleep. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what else I can give up. Well, think about it. If you are not taking care of yourself, then how can you take care and love the ones that you love? You can't. And what happens is when you burn the candle at both ends, something has to give. And it's usually you. And there's usually a breaking point. So I want you to take this very, very seriously. This isn't something to laugh at. This isn't something to say, oh, Christiane's just talking, whatever. No, I'm not. I care for you because you were created on purpose for a purpose. God has a dream that he has put within you. He's given you a passion and a purpose to live out. Now, it's up to you to take care of your body, to take care of whom you are, to the creator who gave you life so you can go and do his work. You are his masterpiece. If you want some help with this, click on the link, Take Aim. You have a gift from me, a complimentary coaching call. When you click on that link, a little form will pop up. Just fill that out. That will begin our conversation. I would love to help you. It's my gift to you. And maybe it's one of these. You're like, gosh, I don't know. I need to manage my, you know, I need to manage my rest between my workouts. I need to figure out my stress levels and where that's going. And oh, by golly, I need to figure out the fat thing. And it has nothing to do with the fat on your body, but eating the healthy fats. Whatever it needs, your needs are, I'm there for you. Take these fat burning secrets. Compare them to what you're doing currently in your routine. Take one, for example. You don't have to do all five of them. Just pick one and say, okay, I need to work on this, and begin to make that tweak. When you get that down, pick another one and begin to work on that. You can do this. I believe in you. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.